Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. Have you ever mistaken one thing for something else? Like maybe it's dark and you're lying in your bedroom and you look over and you see something and it's like, whoa, that looks just like a person, or it looks like an animal, and you flip on the light and it's just your pile of dirty clothes. Has anything like that ever happened to you? Sometimes we see something out of the corner of our eye and we think it's one thing. And we talk to someone else and they're like, no, that's not at all what it was. But we all have those moments, right? Where we think, really think we see something. Five teens go into the woods for an overnight. But it turns out one of them has an agenda that hasn't been shared with everyone else. Nolan. Maylee Hayes is dead. Yeah, sure, I know Petra disagrees. She thinks Maylee's lost and she's pissed we didn't do enough to find her. Last night in the woods after everything, Petra starts barking out orders, telling Abigail to search the perimeter of that creepy cabin, telling John to wait at the campsite in case Maylee comes back. She tells me to call 911. I point out we don't have cell service. And even though it's so dark I can hardly see Petra's face, I just know she's looking at me like she wants to knock my teeth out. She says something like, oh my God, then walk down to the road until you do, Nolan. Do I really have to lead you through this step by step? I start to walk off. That's how screwed up my head is. I actually move through the forest to make the phone call, even though being alone in the woods is beyond dangerous. The only reason I stop is because my feet get all tangled in a patch of ivy. That's when I notice that Abigail and John are standing there like statues. Petra's like, are you hearing me? She shines her flashlight back and forth between them. They both look like they're maybe going to cry or vomit any second. Petra notices too because her voice loses some of its edge. She says, what's wrong? Somebody tell me what's going on. We don't have time for this. Unless we want to end up like Maylee, we've got to get out of the woods fast. No searching, no wasting time trying to find cell service. We need to leave. I try to tell Petra that. I try to tell her what I saw. Of course, she immediately freaks all out. Don't you dare start with that trash right now. I will kill you. I swear to God, Nolan, I will kill you. So I stop talking. What else am I going to do? Even now, probably at this exact moment, Petra is still telling herself that Maylee is alive out there, taking shelter under a log or something, saying she'll be found soon enough. But yeah, it's not going to happen. Maylee is dead. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm positive. I saw it happen. Five teens go into the woods for an overnight camping trip, but only four come out. Some of them are convinced that Maylee is dead. Some of them believe she is okay. And the truth lies somewhere in between. Tell Me What Really Happened by Chelsea Sedati.